Number 1. In this question, you will be asked to talk about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you will have 15 seconds to prepare a response and 45 seconds to record the response. Do you prefer to eat fast food or to eat other types of food? Include details and examples in your explanation. Begin to prepare your response after the beep. Begin speaking after the beep. Number 2. In this question, you will read a short passage, listen to a talk, and answer a question about them. After you hear the question, you will have 30 seconds to prepare a response and 60 seconds to record the response. The Department of Biology has decided that an interview will be part of the admission process for the Biology Research Club. You will have 45 seconds to read an announcement about the policy change. Begin reading now. Now listen to two students as they discuss the announcement.
I just read the announcement about the new requirement to join the Biology Research Club. I'm not sure about this policy change.
Really? Why do you say that?
Take the idea that it'll, make it easier to figure out how much potential members know about biology.
Yes.
Well, I don't think that should be an issue.
Why not?
Students join the club because they're interested in, learning more about biology. Even if they don't know much at first, they will become more informed through club activities. I mean, that's the entire point of the club.
I never thought about it that way. But what about the, seminars? You have to agree that some of the past student presentations, well, they dealt with really basic subject matter. They weren't just useful.
Sure, but students rarely give the presentations, right? Usually an expert in a particular field of biology is invited to speak at the seminars held by the club.
I guess so.
I mean, out of the 9 seminars that have already taken place this semester, 7 were led by visiting professors. Only 2 were conducted by student members.
Yeah, you have a good point.
Now get ready to answer the question. The man expresses his opinion regarding the announcement. State his opinion and explain the reasons he gives for expressing that opinion. Begin to prepare your response after the beep. Begin speaking after the beep. Number 3. In this question, you will read a short passage, listen to a talk, and answer a question about them. After you hear the question, you will have 30 seconds to prepare a response and 60 seconds to record a response. read a passage about the token reward system from a psychology textbook. You will have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic from a psychology class.
Okay, I have a personal example. Recently, a local drug treatment center asked me for help. To give you some background about the situation, the center was having a lot of trouble with its patients. Basically, they weren't following the rules or complying with staff instructions. The center wanted to find a way to solve this problem. So they decided that patients who didn't act up would be permitted additional time to talk on the phone with friends or family. Now, that was effective with some of the patients, the ones who placed a high value on communicating with people outside the treatment center. But other patients didn't value phone time at all, so it wasn't much of a motivator for them. As a result, their behavior didn't improve. And that's when I became involved by helping officials at the drug treatment center institute a token reward system. Instead of receiving extra phone time, patients were given one token for each day that went by without a rule violation. The tokens could then be exchanged for a chosen reward. Options included television privileges, snacks, and extra free time. Since there was now something for everyone, all of the patients were motivated to abide by the rules in order to earn tokens. And sure enough, not long after the system was put in place, patient behavior got much better.
Now get ready to answer the question.
Explain how the example from the lecture illustrates a token reward system. Begin to prepare your response after the beep. Begin speaking after the beep. Number 4. In this question, you will listen to part of a lecture and then answer a question about it. After you hear the question, you will have 20 seconds to prepare a response and 60 seconds to record the response. Listen to part of a talk in a biology class.
Animals hunt in a variety of ways, and bats are no exception. In fact, there is substantial variation in hunting strategies among bats, depending on the type and species. So let's look at a couple of distinct methods that bats use to locate and catch their prey. All right, so one of the strategies is referred to as aerial hawking. In this method, bats detect, pursue, and consume their prey while in flight. This strategy is closely associated with smaller bats, which are lightweight and can remain in flight for long periods of time without wasting much energy. Bats that use this form of hunting tend to consume smaller prey, such as mosquitoes. And because each meal provides such little sustenance, you know, a mosquito is hardly a snack, even for a small bat. They have to continually hunt to get enough food to survive. Aerial hawkers rely almost exclusively on echolocation to target insects. This is basically the emission of ultrasonic waves by bats, which bounce back like echoes and tell the bats the exact location of the prey. Now, in the other method, perch hunting, bats hang upside down from a perch,
and mostly just wait around for prey to come near them. As you might expect, this is very efficient in terms of the energy the bats have to expend to catch prey, and it is commonly seen in bats with a larger body size. Also, the prey is typically larger for bats that hunt from a perch, so they do not have to eat as often, considering the fact that they get more nutrition out of each meal. And because they usually wait until their comparatively large prey come really close to them, perch hunting bats can just utilize their sense of smell and even their inferior eyesight to detect prey. Once they sense a target, they make a short flight to the ground to snatch it.
Now get ready to answer the question.
Using the examples of aerial hawking and perch hunting, explain two ways bats hunt for food. Begin to prepare your response after the beep. Begin speaking after the beep.